Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for May 12th, 2023. The New York Mets lost to the Cincinnati Reds yesterday by a score of 5-0 in Cincinnati. This marks the fifth straight series the Mets have lost. They have not won two games in a row since the first two games in San Francisco a while back. And they are seemingly stuck in this pattern where they either cannot hit or cannot pitch. And things are looking pretty bleak for the Metropolitans right now. Let's talk about the game a little bit. There was a rough first inning from Kodai Senga that really was... You know, Jerry Blevins in the broadcast, he talked about it a lot, how from a process standpoint, you liked what you saw from him because he was throwing more strikes. There were only a couple of really terrible pitches, a couple of really hard hit balls. For the most part, it was bad luck and some bad umpiring and just some general annoying little things that happened that made it into a bigger inning than it should have been. But it was a big inning. The Reds scored four runs, and the Mets would never even come close to getting out of that. However, after that, Senga settled down, only gave up one run, which is a home run that he gave up in the fifth inning. For the most part, the offense looked absolutely dead. Francisco Alvarez had two hits, tried to score from second on a Brandon Nimmo single and was tossed out at the plate. It was just an ugly game. In the bullpen, Tommy Hunter and Dominic Leone looked pretty good, but that's very faint praise for what should have been a very easy series in Cincinnati. The Mets now go to Washington, a team that just sort of whooped them a few weeks ago, another bad team that they should be beating. But we're getting to a point where there has to be some changes made. Now, I am not advocating for firing Buck Showalter or Jeremy Hefner or really anybody on the coaching staff just yet. I do think that there has to be some decisions made about guys going on the injured list. I think Max Scherzer should be on the IL. It's very clear that Starling Marte is not healthy. Or something's wrong with Marte, so you got to IL him. The issue is that the only two bats that really make sense to bring up don't really fit any of those positions. You know, Mark Vientos is a first and third baseman. We have those positions locked down. Ronnie Mauricio was trying to learn second base, might try and learn the outfield, but has really only ever played shortstop professionally and isn't ready to step in anywhere else just yet. So unless you're trading for somebody, and I don't know who you trade for. I don't know. It's just such a weird... It's so early to be panicking, and I'm not panicking. But the difference between this Mets team and, let's say, the team that collapsed at the end of last season, and collapse is a strong word, but let's go with it for now, is that with that team, you had evidence throughout the season, throughout recent history of successes. And you saw like, okay, well, it's going, you know, things are bad right now, but XYZ are going to come back, return to form, whatever it is. Look, Pete Alonso is still hitting pretty well. He had two home runs this series. I can't complain about him. Nimmo's looking rough. Lindor's looking rough. Canna's looking rough. Vogelbach looked better before today, but had a really rough day at the plate today. The offense just isn't clicking. And the starting pitching is not going deep. And the bullpen is doing okay, but can't keep this up forever. And so it just seems like there's not a real plan out there. There's not a, well, the Mets just have to do A, B, and C, and things will be fine. It's just not there yet. And so, I don't know what to tell you, folks. It's worrisome. It's annoying. I said the other day, Memorial Day tends to be my time when I decide how I'm feeling about something. So we're not quite at Memorial Day just yet, but we're getting closer. And so, all I can do is say, I don't even know what I want to say. Start hitting the fucking ball. Let's go with that. Start hitting the fucking ball. Anyway, the Mets are playing the Nationals this weekend. We'll be back to talk about more of that tomorrow. after the results of the first game. Thank you for listening. As always, please go to homerunapplesauce.com or patreon.com/homerunapplesauce to support this podcast directly. You can follow me on Twitter @BrianNewtonApp. And until next time, let's go Mets. Hit the fucking ball.